Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction on Libsyn, Truth Just Below the Surface, and also the Neil Haley Show syndicated all over the world. And again, Truth Just Below the Surface, Freedom from Addiction, is available everywhere, all different podcasting sites. And I'm excited to welcome the program my co-host, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And we are going to have a great show today.
Well, I'm doing real well today, and we're going to introduce a new truth just below the surface. I don't know how many segments we'll wind up having, but today I'm going to give you the introduction. And the book is called The Great HCQ Debate, hydrochloroquine, sorry. And it's by Dr. Caxton Opair, MD. Subtitle is, What Did Researchers Hide About the Hydroxychloroquine COVID-19 Clinical Trials? Dr. Opair is a board-certified internist with over 30 years of clinical experience in hospital medicine, emergency medicine, and critical care. He is on the front lines as a COVID-19 expert, treating critically ill COVID-19 patients in COVID units, emergency rooms, and hospitals, and helping to find solutions to the current pandemic in the United States. He is a well-published author. And this book that we're going to be talking about is called The HCQ Debate. It answers some very tough clinical, ethical, research, and scientific questions using the information already published in reputable world-class medical journals. This is the book every attorney, primary care doctor, healthcare professional, seasoned, honest journalist, the general public, victims of COVID-19, and their families have been waiting for. The HCQ debate carefully dissects the truth hiding inside these journals and sheds honest light on the usefulness or lack of in the HCQ controversy. It answers a number of questions. Well, we will get to as soon as Dr. Opair can be with us. He's working in an emergency room right now. As you know, I have had this show going for over 20 years. It's the longest running single hosted and produced show of its type, which is spiritually based, in the country. And I, as an ordained Christian minister and retired medical doctor, have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction, Share Your Mission, and now Truth Just Below the Surface is coming to you on a twice-weekly basis. And I'm introducing you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30-plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and acting upon it. And now I've also taken on the role of an investigative journalist. So let's get into Dr. Opair's book on the HCQ debate. And let me read to you what he has to say in way of introduction. Why are doctors fighting over the efficacy of hydrochloroquine? It is an alpha hydroxylated metabolite of chloroquine used in the treatment of rheumatologic disorders such as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and infections such as malaria. It has been used for more than 60 years, with an established safety profile. When used carefully, patients can be on the drug for decades without much in the way of side effects. Hydroxychloroquine has a higher tolerability and less toxicity than chloroquine. Now, all of a sudden, during the COVID-19 pandemic, HCQ suddenly became the worst drug on the planet, at least to some. If HCQ were a human being, it would probably have committed suicide. The amount of attacks launched on HCQ, while seemingly politically motivated, seemed to have far more than politics driving the discussion. A raging battle is going on between the scientists that don't care for patients and the medical practitioners that do prescribe this drug for their sick COVID-19 patients. The former are looking for data, while the latter are looking at patient outcomes. The scientists want to tell you how things ought to be done. The latter are showing you the results they are getting by using this inexpensive FDA-approved drug. By doing so, those doctors prescribing HCQ are kicking the fear of COVID in the teeth. While practitioners are not disproving scientists, scientists are bent on proving that the practitioners are wrong for prescribing a drug that is helping their patients, despite the proof of improved patient care and reduced deaths. The stakes are rising each day, and what should have been a friendly banter on differences of opinion has moved from a gentleman's debate to a caged ring fight, a bloody fight to the end. Doctors like Simone Gold are getting fired from their jobs for saying HCQ works, to be vilified for demonstrating that a drug as cheap as hydroxychloroquine works means that there has to be something or someone behind the scenes instigating these attacks on practicing physicians. But the stakes are much higher than you actually think. Neil, I'm gonna break and ask you, what do you think about what you've heard so far?
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, why they're hiding this just does not make any sense. Why they don't want to publish that it works in certain places, how they just, based on the dangers, don't want to treat it. When you're at this point with COVID-19 and you've ended up having to go to a hospital, and you're sick in some sort of way, you have to take chances on saving your life. And to not use a medication because there's side effects makes no sense when there's tons of side effects for every medication. And there are bad situations with other medications. But if this is the only way to save someone's life or not have them get hospitalized, why wouldn't you use it?
Yeah, it's the truth below the surface that we're going after, and we haven't yet been able to prove who or what is responsible for this HCQ debate. Well, I'm gonna skip a paragraph, which you should read, but we don't have time for this morning. And Dr. O'Pear says, no great advance has ever been made in science, politics, or religion without controversy. And I believe that you will agree with me, Neil, that this is the most controversial medical issue of our times. So he goes on to say, the world is watching somehow, whether intuitively or because you already figured out the truth, even without having any medical training, you know that something is just not right. This book is going to help you understand that something. While doctors in America do not agree on HCQ's efficacy, the scientific data supports the science and the clinically relevant data supports the medical practitioners. In this book, you're going to take a deep dive into the world of scientific data in a very simple way that will help you understand the HCQ clinical trials from around the world. Even if you're not a trained healthcare professional, or you are, but you're not adept at analyzing clinical trials, you should be able to see at least one reason why both factions are fighting, even if it's a bad one, and what you need to do about it for your patients. Most practicing doctors do not enjoy sitting down to examine how a clinical trial was designed and executed. They just want to read the author's conclusions in the abstract section of the journal article, even if these conclusions are wrong. So if you don't enjoy looking at the medical journal in detail, you're not alone. It's like performing an autopsy. Dr. O'Pierre says, as a resident, I used to wonder why we needed to dissect journals like a corpse, until I realized how misleading some journals actually were on important clinical conditions, such as we now have with COVID-19. With all this information available, I really don't know why both factions still disagree after examining all the relevant scientific data, particularly the research scientists who seem to pride themselves on their uncanny ability to analyze it. Those outside the United States, with the exception of some UK professors to be mentioned later in the book, have figured out what to do about their COVID-19 outpatient treatment and don't bother themselves with the controversies. Their patients can get HCQ over the counter. They go to the store, buy the HCQ, take it, and get better without ever being part of statistical controversy. And now what I'm adding is that you can't get HCQ over the counter in this country, but in many, many countries around the world, you can just go into the pharmacy and pick it up and pay for it like you would any other non-prescription item. The patients who take HCQ, the doctors that know that it works for their patients and for them and their staff in the United States, are the ones in the line of fire. Hopefully that will not be for long term. Unfortunately, at this point, those who are supporting or supposed to be the arbitrators of both sides have turned it, and it seems to be our traitors for humanity. These are research scientists and medical doctors conducting clinical trials that don't seem to care about the human condition or the needs particular to each individual affected by COVID-19. While those against the drug cite articles in reputable journals vilifying HCQ, those with far above average skills dissecting these research papers often find they are inadequate to make the assertions they're making, ineffectiveness, or even worse, toxic. Some of these papers have led to unnecessary but nevertheless drastic decisions affecting millions. For example, in May of 2020, France banned the use of HCQ in COVID-19 patients following the World Health Organization's cessation of its HCQ clinical trials, which was in turn based on a Lancet article, and later that paper was retracted because the data could not be verified. And so Dr. O'Pierre says, we will look at some of these studies in this book and the similar conclusions that they have made. You will be the judge on the value of these studies. Now,
this is just,
we don't know what's driving this, but we do know that most of the studies are improperly set up and manipulated and reported.
So, yeah, I mean, so basically what I'm saying, based on this situation hearing, is it's too bad. The situation's happening, is it's really an issue in so many ways, because they won't want this virus to leave till November. Honestly, they don't want it to leave till the election's over. And as President Trump knows, he knows the fact that they're going to change it and the therapeutics are going to come out if he win or lose right after November 4th. And I think that that's what he knows, and that's what he's frustrated by, that Big Pharma is controlling this. And probably everything will be normal in January because we'll have the right therapeutics in place. The hospitalizations will decrease because they're not going to go down the road because something like HCQ will keep them from hospitalizations. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and they have treatments right now that medical doctors in the field are using, which are effective for keeping COVID-19 patients out of the hospital and curing their disease, but they're not being allowed to use it. So getting back to the introduction, Dr. O'Pare talked about some questions, and he said, these are the questions no one wants to answer without reverting to politics, hocus pocus, name calling, or other degenerative debate tools. You will have the answers to many of these questions by the time you finish reading the hydroxychloroquine debate, the truth, the scientific lies, the victims, and zinc. And by now, you can almost be certain that the HCQ debate is probably the single most divisive medical challenge of the modern medical era, where there are treatments for virtually everything else. So that's the introduction to this this book. Dr. O'Pare not only is a frontline doctor who uses HCQ, but he's a respected scientific researcher and has written numerous books, which are all very good with respect to getting you the truth below the surface. Now, you can get Dr. O'Pare's book, I'm sure, on Amazon any day now, and it is called The HCQ Debate, and I'll have him on a program maybe this week, but as soon as we can, to discuss the very intriguing aspects of this problem. And that's my truth below the surface today. As you know, my mission or purpose in life is to spread a message that there is a cure for all addictive behaviors. This is a spiritual cure, and the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. If you meet three simple criteria, everyone gets well from their addictive behavior. And I have two free resources where you can start your journey. The first, follow this link that I'm going to give you to my free podcast, www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, that's L-I-B, as in boy, S-Y-N.com, all lowercase and no spaces. And for more detail about the treatment plan, go to www.revwynhendersonmd.com. And Neil, it's great to have another program.
Yeah, this is such great information that really the whole world's talking about it, Wynn. And so we appreciate you bringing all that great info here.
Okay, so sign up for the podcast. And as soon as you're notified that I've got a new one out, listen to it, because we're going to get into really some great stuff.
All right, sounds good, Wynn. Take care. All right, guys, that was the Freedom from Addiction Neil Haley Show simulcast. Take care.